This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Oh, shit!
You got the uncensored version.
I had him grab a clip of the censored one, too, because it's so funny.
I'm now realizing that I forgot to do that, but
don't
I'll
they say,
post
oh,
Spotify.
Snap? Is that what they say?
Oh, snap.
They absolutely do.
There's certain, and then she can't say ho, like they don't, they edit out ho.
Yeah.
I play Just Dance a lot, like that game where you like dance to the song.
I love that you're still playing it.
Oh.
I didn't know anyone was.
Oh, I have every edition that's ever come out, even like some special ones that were like, but I'll do it to like exercise instead of go running. Cause like my neighborhood is like a lot of apartments. And so it's just like intense. It's not easy to jog around there. So I'll just dance in my apartment. But they have I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, and they mute out the word cherry out of cherry chapstick.
What?
So she'll be like, the taste of her chapstick. And I know that cherry can be like you pop
hymen,
someone's cherry or a hymen, but like.
I don't think that's what she meant.
No, yeah.
I know. It wasn't
I fingered a girl and I liked it.
It's not like I kissed her vagina.
I fingered a girl and I liked it.
Is that how you do it? I fingered a virgin and I liked it.
But I can't figure it out.
I just love that you play Just Dance for exercise. I feel truly inspired and I would like to do that myself.
Oh, I love it.
That sounds so fun.
And then I just like, I had to look up like how do they, because you know when you play it, like everyone's face is like white and they look like these weird people. And if you see how they make it, like they paint people white. Like
what?
They paint people entirely white and then they do the dance.
I feel like I want to visualize what you're talking about, but I'm also like, so they paint people white to shoot a thing for the game?
Yes.
But it's like mocap kind of, right?
It's like mocap, but they're actually white.
Why? That's so strange.
And so,
that's so funny.
I have to imagine if you are any kind of ethnicity but white and you're being painted entirely white, there's some problems.
Yeah.
Why does it feel good?
No.
Just a guess?
It probably feels weird. But anyways, it's a great game.
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hello, Jamborinis.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's from super producer Marissa herself.
Oh my God, Marissa!
Another super producer Marissa joint.
Oh shit!
Wow, you made that just for this episode.
Of course I did. We'll never be used again.
Welcome to Punch at the Jam. My name is Miel.
My name is not Miel.
And what we do here is you're going to say, because I keep saying it.
What we do here is we take songs, we talk about them, and then we sort of remix them to make them better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Then today, oh, wow. I'm really excited.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Should we introduce our guest?
Oh, we got to. You know him as a writer for DuckTales. You know him from Crazy Ass Girlfriend. He's a delight. We love him. Give it up for Ben Seaman.
Hey guys, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so excited you're here, not only because you're so funny and so cool, but as I said before, you were my 201 improv coach, and I feel like this is very full circle.
I've been so many people's improv coaches.
You were the best one I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, you came down to somebody's shitty frat house by USC, and you taught us improv. And not teacher, coach. You supplemented the classes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really serious. I felt like we had a connection. It's fine. You don't remember my face.
I have taught so many people improv. I taught so many Vine people improv.
Oh, no.
So many Vine stars.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
And I am at that stage in my career where I'm like trying now to network with former students and be like, please get me a job.
Well, you're working on DuckTales, right?
Yes, and I realized a little bit just before I started the job that the showrunner of that show was a former student of mine.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, but it had been like 5 years or something and I didn't really remember
a
lot about that student. And then I was like, oh, I do remember that student. And so, it worked out.
Your reach.
I did get the job because I think he was like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
So
your impact is powerful.
Anyways,
I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm available for employment.
Reach out to Ben. He's a great writer.
I can't do the WGA stepping boost, so not WGA yet.
Okay, so I'm
this
also
got really sad.
That's okay. No,
everything's going great.
I want to know, what about Fergie's London Bridge? I'm just so excited about it. You were like, this is the one I got to talk about.
Yeah, you guys are efficient. You get right into it. You introduce mm-hmm. me so fast. Now we're getting right mm-hmm. in the song.
We got a whole song to get through.
This ain't Gilmore,
when
guys.
Did this song come out? I know.
2006.
This isn't
going to
be a 4 hours. 2006. Yes, I think this is one of those songs where it makes me angry because I don't understand. I don't understand the, what is it, an analogy or an assimile or?
I guess metaphor.
Metaphor, yeah. Yes, that, of course. Guys, I went to ASU. I'm not very smart. I don't understand the metaphor. Like no. It just makes me angry. And so yeah. I had to Google it up. And there's like tons. As soon as you start a London Bridge, like explanation, like millions of people have Googled that before.
Yes.
Because people
yeah.
hear this song and they're like, what does that mean?
What the fuck is this song about?
It's like literally just because of the phrase, London Bridge is falling down. Like that's the only connection, yeah. right?
Because of the phrase, London Bridge is falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
I wish there was a London Bridge.
Oh, it's my card club. You guys should come.
I think that's the association everyone has that to London Bridge is that it's falling down.
Right.
I also, having grown up in Arizona, know the original London Bridge is in Arizona.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up because I was am I going to be able to work this in? It's so tangential. But you're totally right. Listen, you already know. You should say, however, 1971. Arizona got the original London Bridge.
Arizona
Lake
bought
Havasu.
The bridge. It's in Lake Havasu, Arizona. They shipped it brick by brick.
Brick by brick, numbered the bricks. They bought the bridge for $2.4 million.
Why was London selling the bridge?
Because they needed to rebuild one that could like handle the traffic and shit.
Oh, wow.
Listen, the punch-up may or may not touch on this.
Okay.
But you actually have seen it.
Yes, I did at some point. Yes, yes.
And was
it's just a normal bridge.
Did it maintain its je ne sais quoi covered by jet skis?
I think you only know it's the London Bridge because there's like a sign that says it's the London Bridge.
Do you think it was worth $2.4 million?
I don't think so, no. But it makes it for a great anecdote, right?
It's so weird. And apparently they arrived at that price because it cost $1.2 million to dismantle the bridge.
Oh, my God.
And so he was like, I'm just going to double that. And then he added $60,000, $1,000 for each year of his age at the time he estimated the bridge would be reconstructed in Arizona. I mean, like, what's the logic here?
Who?
This is the Common Council of the City of London. It was McCullough.
It was
Lake Havasu City's founder and entrepreneur. Wait, Lake Havasu City's founder was alive in 1968? How new is Lake Havasu City?
I don't know. I can't help you there.
Debbie, you went skinny dipping in that river.
Did I?
That's where we went.
Is that where we
went?
Huh.
Yeah.
Party town. You guys were next to the London Bridge.
Was the...
You didn't know.
When this episode drops, I'm probably going to be on the London,
The London Bridge.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
You going on a vacation, buddy?
No, for work.
Okay. Wow. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. So back to the song Away from the Bridge, but don't worry. We will get back to the bridge later.
Yeah.
So
there's a bridge in the song.
I Googled what does it mean, and you guys probably did as well. It seems to infer that because the London Bridge went down in flames, that it means that her vagina is getting all hot and bothered when she sees this person.
Oh.
There's so many theories. My favorite one.
Oh, there's multiple theories, and it's not clear. See, this is why it's so upsetting.
I was going to say, is the bridge her legs? Like, is it like a...
No, listen. We can try to imbue, honestly, whatever we think it is, it is. Because there is no confirmed source. But I do want to share one of my favorite theories. This has been repopulated all over the internet, and none of them are sourcing anyone. So someone just made this up, and they're all sourcing that same thing. Here's the quote. Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie's debut solo is about a four-in-a-bed romp. The song, which is included on her solo album The Duchess, refers to the bridge that is made when two women and two men have sex. Despite writing about the racy subject, Fergie insists she has never found herself in a situation like that. She is quoted as saying, and again, I would infer, by who? Have I ever been involved in one? No, I haven't, but I'm definitely touching on issues that aren't childlike.
What?
What a weird quote to just make up.
Yeah.
Like, does that even sound like Fergie?
It doesn't sound like Fergie, and it doesn't sound like a reasonable thing for her to be like, well, people will know what this is about.
No, that sounds like a clickhole fake article quote of hers. And I don't think for a second Yeah, it could mean so many things. If it meant the sex position, then it would have to be written differently. And
very
be like,
differently.
How come every time you come around, I want to... fuck you with another woman.
Also, not to... It's the Eiffel Tower.
Right. Yeah.
The Eiffel Tower is not okay, London Bridge.
I think the London Bridge... I can't think of this in sexual terms, but you know, like, a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
You walk someone with their front hands?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, what if the wheelbarrow wasn't touching the ground?
Right. It's the...
Parallel to the ground.
Sure.
Is that the London Bridge?
It's, like, someone in, like, a paraglider suit, like, that position.
Sugar squirrel, yeah.
So my sugar squirrel want to go down.
In 2006, what's your experience with this song as far as what, I think when I first thought about it, I was like, maybe it means her legs, but then when you are wanting to have sex, you raise your legs, right? Like you.
Yeah, I mean, I presume.
To give a signal to your mate.
Like a mate, like, yeah.
I'm ready!
And then their neck puffs out a whole bunch of times, right?
That's why I was kicking in the Instagram photo for this episode.
Ooh.
She's willing.
I was just very deep in it. Okay, so a couple things about the song. It's from the album The Duchess, which she named because she's referencing Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. However, she spelled Duchess wrong.
Yes.
She put a T in it when there's no T in it.
It's crazy to me because it's a reference to it's just crazy to me because I don't know anything about Sarah Ferguson other than I confuse her all the time with Fergie.
Yeah.
And I think that Stacey Ferguson, aka Fergie's name, is Sarah Ferguson all the time because of this.
Yeah.
And she was in an episode of Friends.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, where they went to London.
Fergie? Huh.
No.
The
other Fergie.
Okay. The real Duchess.
The real Fergie. Okay, great.
It did reach the top 10 in 13 countries, if you're wondering about its success.
Hell yeah. Were any of them the UK?
I don't know, but it did hit number one on the Hot 100.
Beautiful. Mm.
And then we'll hear it when we listen to it, but some of that like yelling at the beginning is yelling the producer's name, which I'm going to try to pronounce Polo Dadon.
Polo Dadon.
Polo Dadon. So he also did Anaconda for Nicki Minaj. He did Love in This Club for what, Usher? Yeah. And then Buttons for the Pussycat. He's done a lot of shit. And then co-written by Sean Garrett, who also did Yeah, that Usher song.
Ooh.
Goodies. And Buttons also.
All those metaphors are clearly understandable. And this song, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it also never, we'll get into it, but like it never references London otherwise.
No, I was very confused. The music video does, but it's like.
Okay, wait, the music video? Guess who directed that shit?
I know who directed it, so I
can't
guess.
Mark Webb, the man that made 500 Days of Summer, directed this music video.
He directed a lot of music videos before making like 500 Days of Summer and Amazing Spider-Man. And they're all like, some of them you're like, oh, pretty good, but they're all like waver in that space where you're like, oh, I could see him making Amazing Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. I also feel like it's interesting that critics were really harsh about this song because they said it was so derivative of Holla Back Girl, which came out the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of get. But at the same time, I do wonder how much of that is just kind of like this weird sexism in this industry where it's like, two female artists that are even a little bit similar get compared constantly, whereas male artists don't really have that same scrutiny, at least not to the same degree. Like, when I used to make music, everyone would always be like, oh, it's just like Alanis Morissette. And I'm like, I'm literally nothing like Alanis Morissette.
Right.
I'm just a girl with a guitar, but okay.
I feel like this is a recency bias thing. People just being like, oh, we hear like stomps and claps, kind of like that big song that we just heard with stomps and claps.
Maybe true. I mean, they said Holla Back Girl slathered in puerile sexual raunch. That was one review of this song.
this song feels like a Timbaland song, but it's not. And that always confuses me.
Because the beat is so sick.
Yeah.
But it's a sample, right?
It sure is. It's a sample.
It's a great beat.
It's so sick.
Yeah. I don't think we give, I know it was Polloded on, but I don't think we give Fergie like enough credit for how good The Duchess was.
It's so good.
It's a great album. Like all of the singles on there, you're like, oh no, yeah, this was a crazy, but
vaguely
great song.
Racist, but really good.
Yeah, this song, we'll get into that, but yeah, like Fergalicious.
Yeah. I know, I wanted to talk about that, but we'll talk about that later.
There, yeah.
But yeah, the sample is from a song called Down to the Nightclub by Tower of Power. And it's crazy what they sample from this song. I'll just play this clip and it's like.
Right here, right?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
It's, yeah.
And
it's
then
like
they just
such
slowed
small,
it down and looped it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's like he takes half of a note where it's like the trumpet is going up and he cuts it before it gets to a real note. It's like...
It's so cool.
It's very
cool.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
Right?
Those people are artists.
I know. I'm so thoroughly impressed by this.
Yeah. I wish that I was like good enough to be able to like do like the sort of thing where it's like they're like crate digging, just looking for old like records that it's like no one's heard of this, but I'm gonna steal like a little part of this for the sample because I think that's so cool. And it always
recycling.
Yeah, it always sounds great to me, but it also always makes me go like, oh shit, I really want to.
Oh shit,
that was not intentional, but also now it is. But it just makes me go like, oh cool, now I'm gonna like discover this new song via sample.
Wow. Yes, yeah. I agree. I think it's very tight. Last thing I'll say, they say shit 32 times.
32? Well, oh shit.
In the uncensored version.
Do you have the censored version?
I sure do.
I just want to hear it for a second.
Oh, snap! Oh, snap.
Woo! It just doesn't work the same.
It's very funny because in the music video, you can tell that it's like just before shooting, they were like, hey, we might have to say oh, snap for some of this. And like some of the Black Eyed Peas who have like cameos in the video kind of mouth something that's between shit and snap. They're like, oh, snap.
What if they said oh, schnit?
Oh, schnit.
I wonder if they, because the video, there's no video of the uncensored version. It's just the family version, right?
I didn't find one.
No.
Whereas like on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a show I was on.
Shout out.
We did like a puppet song with cats and they had an uncensored version and a censored version and we had to do both.
Uh-huh.
Even though with the puppets talking, like you can't really see the formation of their lips. Like, yeah. But for some reason we did both versions, but they didn't do that here.
No. And no. Also like, strong choice not to say shoot, but okay.
Or damn.
Black oh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, darn.
Oh, snap is so wholesome. Yeah, you know?
It's so wholesome.
It also feels like your dad trying to be like, oh, snap. Like, son, what the, like, fam? I'm just like, oh, what? Just say something, another word entirely.
Plus, I feel like half the appeal of the song is that it starts so hard.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of dudes saying, oh, shit. Like, it gets me so hard.
And it continues the tradition of the Black Eyed Peas coming out with songs that they have to release censored versions. Yeah. Of, like,
we haven't touched it yet, but we are very much looking forward to that song to which you refer.
Like, yeah. Don't Funk With My Heart. They had to change it to Mess With My Heart, even though it was the word funk. And
that's
like
so weird.
And then Let's Get Retarded is right. Obviously Let's Get It Started, which they just should have not sang that song.
It's
in the first
wild.
Place.
How many people approved of that?
And also, it's like they knew in the process, and they're like, well, I guess we have to just censor the whole, so
like,
it's...
But let me do this first. Let's get retarded.
Oh.
It's like, girl, okay.
Such a wild,
how did
wild.
It happen?
She didn't learn. It's fine. We'll get into it. Should we get into it?
I think we got to.
Oh, shit!
I clipped it there at first, because I was like, do we want to talk about how they start this song with ooh. That?
It's so brave.
It is very brave.
But then that great hook comes in and it gets better.
The great hook.
The delay's oh, so shit, great too. Oh, and then the siren.
Oh shit.
And you're like, why is there a siren? Shit,
the bridge is falling down.
that is what's happening.
Ah, so hard.
The beat like carries the song so much that I'm like, I know it's bad what she's singing, but I love it.
Fucking farm, what's going, baby?
Yeah, I guess the siren is because the bridge is going down.
We gotta get off this fucking bridge!
Is it? Do you think that the connection was just like, they were like, what's something that is like really hot, like real fire? It's like, London Bridge, great. That's the theme of the song.
But what, I can't think of anything right now because I'm not a songwriter, but like, can't you think of any other metaphor that like you think of something getting really hot or on fire? Like,
yeah, fire.
My
bridge is on fire. My pussy's on fire.
That old Chicago place, the cow knocked
yeah.
over the...
Yeah, it should have been a sexy song about Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Yeah. Every time you come around, it's like Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
How come every time you come around, it's like I'm hanging with Miss O'Leary's cow? Like,
you're spoiling my punch up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you definitely went with Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Same brain, dude.
Spoiler effect. Spoiler alert, not spoiler effect.
Yeah, I like both. The spoiler effect.
Spoiler effect.
It's when your car goes really fast. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I think that saying, it's me, Fergie. Everything about the way this song starts, I'm just like, what's about to happen? And then that beat comes in, and for me, it sounds like it's like, I don't know how to explain this other than it sounds like it's circling.
What do you
like,
mean?
Okay, like I think I texted you, it reminds me of the Run the Jewels song, Love Again.
Yeah.
The way that that beat, it's almost even kind of like This Is America. The way it's like,
Oh yeah.
It's almost like someone playing the didgeridoo.
It's like, it sort of wavers in and out in a way that you're like, why is it, they're moving the microphone away from the stuff?
Yeah, something. It just feels fucking good.
Yeah.
Like in a primal way.
Yeah.
I also just like the horns and the like cymbal just feels so much. I think like anything with a marching band in hip hop, I'm always just like, this song is great. Like just that feel, I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
It graduates the next tier.
Yeah.
I get you.
She also says the pen, which I don't understand. She says, it's Fergie, or it's me, Fergie. The pen. Polo. I don't.
Yeah, who's the pen?
I don't know.
That's not the producer's name or something?
I don't think so. Not on. That's not what Wikipedia said.
Yo, maybe she's just really into pens.
A pen!
What was that one vine you made? Grocery bag. Same
grocery
thing.
Grocery bag. Yeah, she was just like, all right, we got an extra
space. The pen!
The pen! And then she only says Polo because he's also in the studio.
Fergie Ferg, what's up, baby?
He did not know they were recording. She's like, you need me? What's up? All right. Then it goes on to...
Oh no!
Oh no!
This all made us feel, that all felt a little uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm sweating.
The thing is, I always think of that line when I hear the song. I did not remember that they also just go straight into like gong. The gong and chimes. I'm like, oh.
For some reason, I kind of thought maybe she had some Asian heritage, so she was like calling out the stereotype. But I googled it and like absolutely not.
No.
She's like mostly white. Maybe a teeny bit Native American, but, like, predominantly white.
Right.
No, and then in the video, she's dancing with, like, two Asian dancers, I think, in a way to be like, they're okay with this, but no.
I'm not, I mean, listen, it's not maybe my place to say, but, like, as a fellow white, I'm like, I need to collect you, sis. This isn't okay. You can't do this.
Yeah.
Me, Fergie Ferg, me love you long time.
Yeah. No, she can't do that.
It's like Sir Mix-a-Lot never happened.
Yeah, I think it's the controversy from Sir Mix-a-Lot was not big enough that it lasted for like the two decades or whatever that Fergie needed to know that like, hey, you can't do this.
Well, I don't remember any conversation about this when it came out.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't remember anyone being like, wait a second, guys, we got to reexamine these lyrics.
Right. I think that at the time it might have been like,
fine.
Yeah, I think people would maybe have a bigger problem with it now.
Oh, for sure.
And also, it just made me mad in that, like you brought up, this is about the London Bridge, so do some British.
I'm like, Fergie Ferg, and I love you, governor.
Yeah, like, I love you. Yeah, look at how sexy that
old
sounds.
Bean.
Or Pip Pip, or some kind of like,
cheerio, we're gonna fuck.
There's gotta be a British colloquialism that, like, would have worked.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a chav, eat me out.
I'm Rotwell naked, I am.
Like, I want to see your Big Ben or something like that.
There,
like,
it should have just been a series of Fergie Ferg, let's get on the London Eye.
It's just a London tourism commercial.
We'll be sailing on the Thames.
Oh, shit. Also, like, I feel like
we'll be eating fish and chips. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. What else you got?
Eat my fish and chips. That's great.
Wow.
Except then people would be like, what are the chips?
Ass?
I guess.
The clitoris?
Labia? I don't know.
What were you going
to
say? It
kind of like a potato wedge. Well, I just feel like if you're going, oh, shit. Like, I want her to be coming in a little harder. I think vocally it's there, but what she's saying doesn't really hold up to the oh, shit.
You want it to feel like it's a, like a, what's it? Not a roast. Sorry. What is it? Is it just a rap battle? Is that the word I'm thinking? Where it's like when someone does something crazy and everyone's like, oh, like, you have to say something
crazy. She has to like keep up the energy with the oh shit. So like, instead of being like, when I come to the club, step aside, to be like,
oh shit,
I got the VIP hookup. I would never be like, oh shit. If I was like, I came here in a rocket ship, maybe. But like, she's so tame.
Yeah.
Compared to the guys.
I also just don't like songs where people brag about how popular they are and that they have VIP treatment. And like, there's this Meghan Trainor song called Me Too, where she just is like, you want to be like me? Like, I go to the Ivy and like, I...
Or Seven Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I like it and got it. I want it. I'm like, all right. this is a cool, like, Daddy Warbucks sequence. I don't know what's happening in pop culture.
It's like a weird thing where, like, I'm better than you and you're going to listen to a song about it.
That's the thing that really bugs me about this part. It's like, okay, when I come to the club, step aside.
Oh, shit.
Part the C's, don't be having me in the line.
Oh, shit.
VIP, because, you know, I got to shine.
Oh, shit.
Fergie Ferg and me love you long time.
Racist.
That's racist.
Yes. Racist.
Also, what is the me love you long time? Let's exempt the racism. What is she actually saying? Listen, watch out. I'm a serial monogamist. What does it mean?
Or it's maybe just like, because in the scene in Full Metal Jacket that it's being taken from, it's being said by a sex worker. So it's like, Fergie Ferg, and I'll fuck. I don't know. That's my most generous reading of it.
But then, we won't skip ahead, but then later in the song, it seems like she's like, you're going to want to fuck me, but you can't.
I think genuinely this song was written in a fever dream of just what sounds crazy, and maybe we'll get people bothered enough to buy it.
Who did write the song? I mean,
Fergie, that guy.
There's no way she wrote one word of this song.
I mean, maybe she wrote the Me Love You Long Time part.
She probably wrote the London Bridge part, and everyone else was like, Okay,
I didn't fact check this, but I did read that another song on this album, Pedestal, does incorporate the melody of London Bridge. So that makes me think that maybe an early version, they were the same song. And then they had maybe.
Actually, I did read somewhere that it's like they did London Bridge and dropped that single first, and it was so popular they kind of rushed a lot of stuff for the rest of the album. Mm. So it is maybe it's like maybe they had that and they were like, oh, we don't need this. And then they were rushing. So they were probably like, oh, well, we have the London Bridge thing. Let's just use that.
Maybe.
Although, how is Fergalicious a European song? But okay, it's fine.
Is that?
Def.
Did what?
Fergalicious. Def. Oh, def.
Def. You're right. I was saying it wrong.
Was will.i.am involved in her album at all? Like, producing it or like?
He's in the video.
He has he's on some of the songs.
I know, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Fergalicious, right?
Famously said that, I Got a Feeling, or one of his big hits, he wrote, in 10 minutes or something.
Oh,
like
all
that.
Of them.
They all say that. One time, will.i.am bought a single Yoplait in front of me at Vaughn's while his Lamborghini was parked across two handicapped spaces. And I was and he's on the phone going, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, happy birthday, Mom. Bye. And I was like, what's happening?
I have
best story I've ever heard.
An association with Fergie and will.i.am also that connects me to the song, and that for a year, a friend and I worked for will.i.am had this website called Dip Dive, and he was it was supposed to be a lifestyle website that had everything on it, and it ended up just being something where he was paying all of his friends and relatives and his relatives to work on this website. So we were supposed to be writing jokes and comedy content for this Dip Dive thing, and so I wrote a sketch where it was Black Eyed Peas children's books, and so it was will.i.am instead of sam.i.am, and
that's funny.
I'm a bee. I'm a bee. And
so you wrote B movie.
I wrote B movie. So he wrote this sketch, and we had to do all this wrangling to will Fergie read these books? And I had drawn the pictures and stuff, and it took 6 months, and then she did it. And then they never released it. Put it on their website. And I was just Fergie's reading my words. This
Come
is
on,
happening.
This is my big moment. I finally got Fergie.
And then that website totally collapsed. And
I feel with most will.i.am things, the celebrity enough would be enough that it's oh, people hear about it. And I don't know why I've never heard of this.
It's the other thing that he made for it that very briefly went up and then he took down was a song about Tiger Woods that was like he wrote a song, when Tiger Woods was doing the Ambien sex stuff.
Oh my God.
He wrote a song about Tiger Woods that used a hook from Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my God.
And made a comedy kind of rap song that he wrote.
It's the Come of the Tigers.
And then I think he never put that up either. And I don't know, man.
Weird.
It was a weird fever dream of a job.
Will.i.am. Okay, sure. Will.i.am not.
But anyways, I'm getting off topic.
I love it. Truthfully,
just to continue the off topic.
Yeah.
I went to his studio that's on Cahuenga once. It's all a spaceship inside. It's just white with glowing things. I remember just thinking this is an expensive toilet to put in this room. It's all of the surfaces are kind of curved.
Concave, yeah.
Yeah, he was I don't want any 90 degree angles.
So expensive.
That's what I feel like it was.
I've been in his house as a result, and I'm trying to remember what his house was like. It was very extravagant, but then also had a big recording studio inside of his house. And that was because I think we had written a sketch called, like, he really wanted to make Black Eyed Peas babies, like, yeah. Muppet babies. Like, he
oh
really,
my God.
He really thought it was going to happen. So we, like, had written a script, and they were going to, like, record the lines to Black Eyed Pea Babies.
Oh, my God.
And that's another thing that never happened. But he really wanted Black Eyed Peas Babies to happen.
What, no, only people know Fergie and Will.i.am. What were the other, like, seven? I don't know who else is in
Apple Diap and Tabu.
Yeah, Apple Diap.
Why do you know their names?
I only know because I worked at that one.
And I only know because I'm always just like, who are the other ones? And then I learned and I was like, okay, never forgetting that.
Okay, I do want to interject, not relevant, but where else are we talking about that?
Sure.
Fergie going, and just doing like cartwheels.
Oh, I think it
over
is
and over and over again.
I think it's the funniest flex, but it's also the kind of thing where I'm just like,
you sound like shit.
And well, it's not to me. I'm like, it is kind of impressive. I get that you don't sound perfect, but you sound good enough. But I'm also just kind of like, why? For what? I don't. If I were in the audience of that thing, I'd just be like, just sing. I don't need.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. If you haven't seen it, I think what it's Good Morning America.
Yeah,
she's performing. You got to Google.
Have you seen this, Ben?
No, I haven't seen it.
She for some reason decided she was like, I have to do, like, you know, outside in front of the big New York audience. Like, I have to do one-handed cartwheels while I sing.
Oh man,
and
I
she
think
just does so many that you're like, is this a Tim Robinson sketch? Like, what's happening?
I remember hearing about it, but I never watched them. I have to watch it later today.
That and the national anthem. I mean, she's had some iconic moments.
Yeah, and she still stays shining.
Okay,
the thing we got so off topic because of me, but I think the thing I was going to say about this is the line I hate here is part the C's, don't be having me in the line is like the most dickish thing to be like, I'm going to start the song by saying this. It's like,
yeah,
I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah. It's like a brag, but it's also like how dare you think of me as a commoner? I'm like, okay, don't do that.
Yeah. I think that's pretty common in this genre though.
Yeah.
I mean, I surround my neck in sync, right?
What?
Dirty pop.
Wait.
Dirty pop.
No, but I'm saying like, it's not bragging about like just having something. It's like the idea that it's like, I don't want to do the like what everyone else is doing. It feels like a shitting on other people kind of a thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Again, it has nothing to do with British things.
No. Part the bridge. Don't be having me in the queue.
Lift the bridge.
Oh.
The tower bridge so that me and my crew can get through because we stand in a 4,000 person tall pyramid.
Yeah.
Oh, bruv.
Bruv.
Q and crew would rhyme very nicely.
There we go.
Fergie, like please said. Hire us for the Duchess, the triple Duchess. All my girls get down on the floor. Oh, shit. Back to back, drop it down real loud. Oh, shit. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a
house. Oh, shit. Cause you know I don't give a fuck, so here we go. Oh, what?
She said, all my girls get down on the floor.
Oh, shit.
Back to back, drop it down real low.
Oh shit.
I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a hoe.
Oh shit.
Cause you know I don't give a fuck, so here we go.
Oh shit.
Okay. So your friends are dancing, and I guess you are too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then here we go into the course? Is this being self-referential?
Yeah. I guess so, but it's funny to say, so here we go about the scenario that they're in. So because it's like, they're just dancing, they're having a good time. And then she's like, all right, here we go. And I bet all her friends are like, what's happening now?
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing a different part now. Has nothing to do with anything I just said.
No. And also, no people, like, no, sorry. Well, okay.
Lundy, Lundy, Lundy. Be going down like, how come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like, Lundy, 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 wanna go down like, Lundy, 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 be going down like.
All right, let's talk about it.
So,
how come?
Yeah, why does this happen? But also, she says you as if she's talking to a specific person that has not existed in this song so far.
Yeah.
It's just her hanging with her friends, and then it's like, how come every time you come around? So
well,
she talking?
She loves you, love, long time. I had a small seizure.
She loves you, love you.
That's why, if it's about her wanting to fuck a guy, then talk about that guy in the lyrics.
Yeah, there's no lead up to the person.
Instead, it's like the chorus is about one thing, and all the verses are about how amazing she is in the club.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I'm going to shine at this club tonight. And also, while I'm here, just a quick existential crisis. Why is it that every time you come around, I suck your dick or whatever the fuck that's supposed to be.
Every time you come around, the property that I bought across the town starts burning. Why?
Or falling down? Or is it that he goes down on her, or that they fall in love?
Let's say that her
guard goes down.
Maybe it's like the London Bridge is her mouth, and every time he comes around, she goes down on him.
Sure.
But
I mean,
is it happening at the club? I don't know. The non sequitur nature is what's throwing me.
It feels like that's the problem, is that she can't control where it happens. So it's just like a...
I wish it would have been like, and then I see him across the room and I melt into a puddle on the floor.
Yeah.
My London Bridge, like... She's talking about her vagina, as far as I understand, and a bridge is just, no one has ever compared their vagina to a bridge before.
Is it because it's the thing bridging legs? The two legs together?
Yeah. Is it?
Maybe.
Feels like it's going the wrong direction. Unless you got one of those sideways slits. I don't know how that makes any sense.
Maybe it's the kind of thing where it's like going down, as in like when she's dropping it down real low, every time he comes around, she's dropping it down real low onto his dick.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, so it's sexual though, right? Like, we know it's sexual.
Definitely it's gotta sexual. Be sexual.
Now we're talking my language, baby. All right,
how
sorry.
Do you feel about the Lundy part?
Lundy.
It's...
I think that, as much as I hate what she's saying, I think this song is really fucking cool musically.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is, I mean, also just the way it's sung, but like, that melody is wild. How come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London? It's so weird.
Yeah,
it is. And I think the ear appreciates it just because it's so different.
Yeah. I almost, the way it feels to me is like, it's not even supposed to be melodic. It's just like weird talking. But when you say it like that, it makes me feel like it's... like a weird carnival of souls where like
the music, because it's in a minor key,
yeah,
and it's just slowly descending,
yeah, and the music box is like did. It's just like something is dying and the clowns are suddenly
and
about
if you
to
listen
come
to
out.
The performance, they are almost doing that. They're kind of sounding in slow motion when they're singing. How come every time? It's almost like their quaaludes just kicked in.
Maybe it is like supposed to be. That supports the theory that it's like she cannot control herself when this person comes around. It's just like a weird hypnotist thing. It's like, how come every time you come around?
Oh, it's like Scott Pilgrim and like he just plugged back into Ramona Flowers.
Exactly.
Got you. I don't know why that's where my head goes.
I don't know.
But.
Sounds like a great metaphor. I saw the movie one time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
I don't remember.
Oh my God, I've seen it like 10 times. Is that a me problem or are you weird?
I think people enjoy that movie.
I think you're both weird. It's both of you have not seen it the correct amount of times.
What's the correct amount of times?
Two, maybe. Two or three.
Okay, it's my mistake. Yeah. It's my mistake.
Well, three is I'm like, well, what? You were obsessed with Scott Pilgrim. No, I'm kidding.
Just Brie Larson's so hot in that movie. It's fine.
There are YouTube clips for that.
That's true.
No. The thing that I think confused me here, it's my London Bridge wanna go down. It's sentient. So this person comes around
point.
And her pussy's just like, let me at him.
Honestly, relatable. I get it.
Yeah. You got that Scrappy-Doo pussy.
Oh, no.
Buy your t-shirts at Punch.
Please get your Scrappy-Doo pussy t-shirts online now.
Ooh, Scrappy-Dussy.
Scrappy-Dussy. That's going to be in the reboot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, great question. It does. It wants to go down. The bridge is like, please let me die.
Please. I'm so flammable.
Also, just singing London. Also, because it's like, my London Bridge, go down like London.
Go
is
down
this like a
London.
Thinly veiled threat? Is she going to...
Like the burning of London.
A terrorist attack on London?
Hmm.
Why is London going down? Wait, was that a movie? With Gerard Butler?
No. London is calling.
London is falling.
London is falling, yes.
So did she write that movie?
That's crazy.
She did write that movie.
Which is crazy because she set it up with an entirely different movie first and then was like, all right, now the sequel is my thing.
Now you're projecting, do you think she says London? Or does she say
Lundy?
Like, I always thought she was saying Lundy.
I thought it was Lundy, but
what?
All
it's
of
London.
The lyrics say London.
She's just saying the done super fast.
Yeah.
London.
Huh.
Right?
Okay.
Listen to it again.
All right.
See if you hear it. Yeah. Maybe the last one.
Yeah, that last one still sounds like Lundy.
I think she's saying E. If she'd been saying London the whole time, I feel like I'd be slightly less angry at this song.
London.
Yeah, but then it would be lame, right?
I was going to say, I love the Lundy.
I think she is saying that.
She's breaking the pattern, and it's jarring, but also your ears are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You surprised me there.
The only reason this chorus works is because it's 10 different things that make you go like, what are you doing?
I mean, to be fair, she kind of got away with it, because until we did, until you were like, let's do this song, I never really looked at the lyrics.
Oh, no, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that weird London Bridge song, whatever.
Such a banger, that's why.
But then the second you look at it, like, it loses all credibility. It makes zero fucking sense.
There's, you know, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just like, I want to be taken on a journey in a song. And this has no narrative story.
You know what is funny to me is that the music behind this song carries it so much that I would be like, well, she should never just release it in a way that you can hear the lyrics. She released a single with the instrumental and the acapella separately.
Yeah, she has acapella alone on YouTube.
Which I'm like, why do you want people to focus on this?
Especially because the vocals like are not produced in my favorite way. Yeah. Especially the chorus. There's no harmonies at all. It's just the same. It's one octave and then otherwise a bunch of doubles.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Acapella. Why would you want to hear it? That's like the hook of the song. It's the only thing that makes it good.
It's right? Such a good beat. The thing is, that's weird. And it doesn't let up from the weirdness because it immediately goes into...
What the hell is that?
She said, all the drinks start pouring, purring, and my speech starts slurring. Everybody start looking real good.
So, again, I do think that she's supposed to sound kind of fucked up in the chorus.
Yeah.
That, like, half speed thing.
How come every time you come around? Oh, is she talking alcohol?
Wait, that actually makes a lot more sense, dog. Me love you long time. She's committing to her alcoholism.
Is the wait? Maybe
every time
it's...
you come around, my London Bridge want to go down.
Her pants.
Maybe
she wants to take her fucking pants off when she gets drunk.
Are her pants the London Bridge?
Yes. And her drunk ass is just taking her pants off, going London Bridge is falling down.
Her friends are like, her friends are so close to her because they're just like, Fergie, please, we cannot have you do.
And then she gets to the My Fair Lady, and she just gives her pussy a little slap. Oh. I think you got it, dude. I think she's supposed to be getting drunk. That's the whole thing.
Wait, maybe. So if the London Bridge refers to
pants
keep going. Or her pussy,
keep going.
Then it fully makes sense that it's because My Fair Lady is her pussy.
Yes.
Wow.
Eliza Doolittle, my pussy.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on my pussy.
So would you say you're more of a Scrappy Doo pussy or Eliza Doolittle pussy?
I mean, you're one or the other. Sorry, Ben, you were going to say.
No, I was just like a My Fair Lady reference is another missed opportunity. Yeah. Like rain
so
in Spain,
many.
You make me go insane.
Yeah.
Or,
I got a book in my head. Where's my fucking
I got a book in my head.
Harry, hang on. Henry Higgins, got
it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Couldn't remember his name.
At least these lyrics are on topic about wanting to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it on topic?
As in, that's what
the London Bridge
is about,
and sex.
If it is about her like drinking so much and taking her pants off, maybe the loosest possible London connection is that she's drinking Old English.
Yeah. She's even could have said, when I come to the pub, step aside. It's right there.
When I come to the pub, step aside.
Oh, pub. Yeah, pub instead of club. That's amazing.
Why not? Yeah. Oh, bruv.
Oh, bruv.
That's the hook of the song.
I'm not on board with it being pants. So there's no way it's pants. It's definitely her vagina.
I just love the vision of her friends being like, please don't. And she's like, the bridge is coming down.
See, but I feel like that I can relate to that at least.
You get drunk and probably like, it's pants time.
Honestly, I've been pushing it with the pants stuff. Like,
I mean,
when I have friends over now, if we're at my house, I might like casually be like, hey, does anyone mind if I get into sweatpants, even though it's
absolutely.
8 p.m.?
No, yeah.
Fuck pants, man.
I think everyone... Like, that's the courtesy you get as a host. Yeah. It's like, you're wearing what you want.
I don't have
want.
To wear pants.
No.
I can wear a really big t-shirt and pretend it's a dress with no pants on.
Correct.
Of course you can.
And no one's
Thank
allowed
you.
To comment on it.
No.
Thank you. Finally, someone said it.
I would love if someone had a friend where they were like, you know what, Fergie's great, but when she gets drunk, she wants to take off her pants. You have to be ready for that.
And it's always just the pants.
I could be mistaken for someone else, but didn't she have some controversy where she pissed herself in public? That was someone else?
No, it almost sounded right. I think it was the lady that was on My Name is Earl.
Oh,
Jamie Presley?
Yeah, maybe it was
Jamie
her.
Jamie Presley, I think she
They're
peed.
Not the same person? Okay.
But maybe Fergie did too, because as soon as you said that, I was like, yep. And
I feel like she pissed her pants. I feel like she pissed her pants.
I started going, Fergie P, and Autocomplete was like, Fergie pees her pants on stage.
Okay, yeah, then she did. Yeah, then you were right.
Well, so many people have peed their pants on stage.
It's hilarious.
Lady Gaga pees her pants on stage.
New
Fergie
podcast.
Pees her pants. End of an era.
New podcast.
That pee your pants podcast.
Oh, no. Everyone starts like, black
Every
eyed peas.
Every episode you have a guest on, they have to piss their pants on air. We can't see it, but we trust that you're doing it.
And it's
this.
A live show all the time. And you just know it happens when the crowd starts saying, oh, shit.
I wonder if she peed because she was really drunk or if because she was on stage and there was no way to go to the
Piss?
Bathroom
Great
in the middle
question.
Of the concert.
Drink
she could have pulled
her,
a,
I just can't,
a Hillary Clinton.
Peeing.
Remember when she was like, I got a piss. I was like, yeah. Hillary.
I don't remember that at all.
She kept saying, like, I think in one of the early on debates, she was like, I have to use the bathroom. And oh I was like, God. I love this bitch.
Beautiful.
I got to pee all the time. Relatable. Anyway, yeah. So she's drunk now. And now she wants to fuck everyone.
And
pouring and slurring don't rhyme.
Good.
Sure.
No, they don't. Drinks start purring.
So the drinks start purring and my speech starts slurring.
That's the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then? Mm-hmm. That great goose got your girl
feeling loose. Now oh, shit's gone.
Yeah. They're used to it. They're like, what?
Oh, wow. Paparazzi put my business
in the news. Whoa.
I love that, like, at the point at which it's like, oh, you could do an oh shit for, like, every time I get up on the dude, they're just like, oh.
Whoa.
I'd be like, hey, whoa, don't do that here.
She said that Greg Goose got your girl feeling loose. Now I'm wishing that I didn't wear these shoes. And it says in here that they say I hate heels.
Yeah, wait.
That
Greg Goose got your girl feeling loose. Now I'm
wishing that I didn't wear these shoes. Yeah.
Oh,
I hate heels.
I saw that in the lyrics, but I was like, I don't remember that.
That's drunk Fergie on the track. I hate heels.
I do. That is the most relatable line of the song.
They go in the pile.
Although I feel like the drunker you get, the less your feet hurt. But you know,
I think maybe she didn't even know she was recording this song, and she was just drunk. And they like stitched all her rants together into like a logical
because
it's sung in a way that's like sounds like she's drunk, right?
Yeah,
the great girl's got your girl feeling loose
every time you come around. Like it's very like.
And the way she holds the words, the great girl's got your girl feeling loose.
It's very drunk girl at the end of the night. Like, how come every time you come around my London Bridge wanna go down, London.
You can almost hear a hiccup.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's a note. What is, it's like every time I get up on the dude.
Paparazzi put my business in the news.
Is she saying she fucks in public? What is on the dude?
Maybe it's like
dating somebody, right?
Every
but
time I get in a relationship.
Easy punch up, the tube.
Every time I get up on Josh Duhamel. this part I kind of really like because she shifts like the rhythm
the
of
phrasing,
it all, and it reminds me of Lemon by Rihanna, where it's like tell the paparazzi get the lens right.
Yeah. There's your shit. What? I got the bass. Wait, I'm sorry. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Is she really saying she would mace people for taking her picture?
There's a very funny quote about that on the Wikipedia where she says, I mean, I should just pull it up, but she says something like, oh, I'm sort of being like silly about a lot of things. Like, I'm not going to actually mace the paparazzi. I don't know if you know that about me.
Everything she says sounds like a fake click hole.
No, but that was on the Wikipedia. It does. Maybe she's just like genuinely very funny and we are just like, I don't know.
God, that's funny.
I think, yeah, you got to do a contest where it's like, what is a real Fergie quote and what's a quick click hole
that's
quote?
That's the podcast. Fergie quote or not. It's like Fergie factor quote? Fiction, factor Fergie. Yeah. There we go.
London
that's
Bridge
the name.
Or click hole.
Factor Fergie. That's great.
We gotcha.
And I'm like, get up on my face.
Not this time.
Before I turn around and spray your ass with mace.
And then she pivots hard. She's like, hang on a second. I know you guys are taking my picture because you want to kiss my lips, right?
This is like the most extreme version of like, boys are mean to me because they like me. It's like, I will mace you. I know you want to kiss me.
It's just there's no narrative structure to the lyrics. Just take us on a journey, Fergie.
Yeah, she is. Her journey on Ambien when she should have been asleep.
This is hip-hop magnetic fridge poetry.
Yeah!
Just pulling things out of a hat, just being like, all right, we'll make this rhyme.
I just kind of wish that at least she had, like, this would have sounded really stupid, but if she had been like, I got the bass or something, or something
yeah.
said,
I got the bass.
Instead of just the weird silence where you're like, did you stop singing? Or
what? She's trying to give room for the noise to be like, you have that noise that I won't name, and then I have bass that we're not playing.
Yeah. Oh, no, they have a little boom.
Yeah, but what? I mean, just the call and response thing. If you're going to go, I got the, and then you want, I got the bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
But instead she's going, I think, what, treble? What is she trying to say? Hi-hat?
I think it's like, you got the drum, I got the bass.
It wasn't a drum, that was at most, it was like an electronic hi-hat.
Yeah, I think that's her version of being like, it counts as a drum. It's part of the set.
But you can't, she didn't say what it was. Does she not know? I have a conspiracy theory she doesn't know what that is. She's no. like, you got that thing, and I got bass.
I bet in the original version, she was like, you got that sound, I got the bass. And they're like, we're going to cut that out.
Or yeah, maybe she said something really stupid and they just cut out her lyrics.
That's where they decided to cut?
Maybe she said something racist again. They're like, nah, we're already pushing it for me.
Oh my God. she just went into a racial slur. Yeah, it's like, oh, why did, okay.
You got Mickey Rooney in my fucking Breakfast at Tiffany's. I got the bass.
She did an impression. Everyone's like, wait, explain that. And she's like, no.
I think, Fergie, that's anti-Semitic. So we're just going to cut that part out.
I would never do that. You might not know that about me.
Yeah, the notation of the song is you got that and then three parentheses.
And then she hits the chorus again and it's exactly the same.
It sure is. And then it goes into the only like really melodic part of the song.
The bridge of the bridge.
Oh, yeah. What? I don't, everyone involved in this song is so drunk.
It sounds shithouse.
Another ATL Cali collab.
Sounds drunk.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything that was
said
in that.
Yeah, you have to read me the lyrics. Just the music. It's like, where did we go?
What just happened?
The guitar was like, hey, my turn, huh?
Yeah. The guitar player is just waiting there the whole time. He's like, okay, can I?
Acoustic guitar.
Yes. I think it sounds good, but then I'm also just like, it becomes a cacophony very quickly.
It's like this weird dream sequence where I feel like I'm asleep on a sand dune.
It's like the end of Mother. It's a dream sequence where you're just like, all of this is too much.
I'm unsettled the entire time. At first I thought we were in London, even that was a reach, and now I'm like on a beach? Yeah. What is this fucking music?
I mean, bridges are so weird. They can really make or break a song, right? Or get you fully on board. And I feel like this feels like they're like, oh fuck, we don't have a bridge. How could you just be like,
and then I think she says, me like a bullet type.
You know they coming, right?
No.
Me like a bullet type.
Stop talking like that.
I'm a little baby. Me like a bullet. What does that mean?
The entire thing is, me like a bullet type. You know they coming, right? Fergie like them a long time. My girl support them, right?
Oh no, she's going back to that again.
That's why she slurred it all.
And it's London Bridge, Fergie. What's with all the Asian racist stereotypes?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't even know what she's trying to say.
No, me like a bullet type. You know they coming,
okay,
right?
Okay, my best guess, she likes a man that is coming straight at her. Yeah. Fast.
She likes the guy who's just sprinting. Like the guy in Get Out, just like
and then she likes them for a long time, and then friends like him, I hope.
My girls support him, right?
The girls that are just dancing on the floor by themselves.
She turns to them just like, you guys are okay with this, right? And they're like,
I don't like the way he sprints full speed at you. But yeah, he's fine, I guess.
Someone was okay with me love you long time once, and then they were okay with it happening again.
It happens, I think, 4 times.
I will say I at least appreciate that there is some kind of bridge, and as much as I love Britney Spears, like half of her songs like are just the chorus but sang slightly different, and that's the bridge, and you're just like, at Come least on. They made a bridge, you know?
I will give them credit for trying, but that's as far as I'll go. This bridge makes me furious.
I don't understand me like a bullet type, you know they come in, or my girl support. The only part I do understand is the racist part.
Me like a bullet type?
Yeah.
Like she likes a certain kind of penis or a certain kind
of... Oh my God, great idea!
I like a
dick that's shaped like a bullet. You know that, right?
Is it like a rifle bullet where it's long and pointy, or a short, like a handgun bullet, like a tiny little
nub? It's a shotgun shell. It's just perfectly cylindrical with a flat end. That makes more sense because she says, you know they coming, right? So...
Or is it bullet. Like a man, like a kind of man? Like I like a certain kind of type?
I like a dick
a
like
bald a man. The Jason Statham type. Just looks like a bullet, tucks his arms in really tight.
That's the London
that
of it all.
That would have worked. He's British, isn't he?
Yeah.
I like a Jason Statham type. I mean, that would have been so much better.
Me like a Chav type. I mean,
why not just have a British person featured here even?
Oh, yeah. Any, like, get Dizzy Rascal on here.
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, me like a bullet top, bruv.
Yeah. I mean, that would have killed.
Yeah.
I also kept expecting for someone to do, like, a rap break.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't, there isn't one. It's so jarring.
Right.
Because it's definitely, it's still that time where everybody
cool.
had a solo rap.
There's
with
a perfect
somebody.
Space for one. And then they just go, another ATL,
yeah.
Cali Collabo, Fergie and Polo. And you're just like, you, that was space you could have used.
And when I was watching the video, I was like, oh, someone's going to, he's getting ready to do a rap break. And
yeah.
then he was, no. He was
they do it in Fergalicious. You know, it's like, tell him, Fergie, all the time I come around, brothers come around. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Why didn't we get that in this song? It's so good.
They saved her rap for just the one song.
She can only rap one
maybe
time.
It's like, I'm like, a, or like, I like a bullet type because a bullet, you know it's coming. And I need someone who's coming.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a great read too. Personally, I do prefer that it's a bullet-shaped penis.
Yeah.
Or man.
I like a Jason, yeah, I like it as a Jason Statham or like
a little grease on him.
Yeah, the guy.
Really hot.
I want a greasy man, someone who takes his shirt off and just dancing wildly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think whenever I sing this song in the future, I'm going to say I like a Jason Statham type.
That's me? Like
gonna...
a Statham type?
Statham
you know they crank right.
You crank me right? Yeah, sure.
The Meg wasn't hella tight. Okay,
oh, the
sure.
Meg wasn't hella tight.
Okay, sure. And then she just does the first verse again.
Yeah.
And the same racist part and gong again.
Yeah,
and then the same chorus again.
Really, the same verse
yeah,
over
that's
again.
The end of the new stuff we just did.
To the point, it's like she even does the like slow down gong chime thing. You're like, why?
She's like, hey guys, I don't know if you heard this the first time. This was my little Easter egg of racism in the song.
I want to make sure you didn't miss it.
Bong. It should be a Big Ben, like, bell.
Yes!
Or,
oh, my God. Yes.
That's dong. Such a good
that
idea.
That would have even been better because it's like, you could, she could even pretend it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I meant time literally. Like, I love you for a long time, Big Ben.
Yeah, dong, 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 dong. Where the fuck?
You forget Fergie, I love you long, dong, dong, dong. Oh, that would be great.
Right? Ben, I think you should have done the punch up. Now I feel stupid for not doing that.
No, I can't wait to hear it.
Hey, everyone, stop talking. Let's go to an ad.
And we're back. I'm just happy we get to hear the beat again.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you, bitches. What? Fuck you, bitches?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to end a song.
Oh, there's an even weirder way to end the song coming up.
Yeah.
So it fades out, and you're like, okay, London Bridge is done. No, it's not.
It's not.
You know, great track. Oh, man. Mate, love it. Quality. Listen. Pure quality, bro.
This is on name? The song.
What?
Yep.
Dad, you wash up, son.
What's your name?
Wash up, son.
No, not you, bruv. What? The girl on the
Fergie, my bad, bruv. I start again. I thought you said, what's my name? Why did you say it's my
name? Not your name, geezer. The girl on the track, mate.
What the hell?
It goes on for so long.
Quality.
Listen, how's it go?
London.
No, it's not like that, mate. What? London. That's the one,
what, London?
They had the same conversation we had.
London.
What the hell?
It is a 39-second part that is just people having a conversation about the song.
About recording the song.
It's Lee Ryan from the band Blue.
Oh.
And Fergie says, I grew up listening to Dre and Snoop, and they'd always have phone calls and fun little skits that made it just not so boring.
But that wasn't... You could barely understand what was happening.
And I don't think they put them at the end after a fade out.
Nope.
No.
And also, they weren't actually saying anything.
Right.
You know, bruv. And also, that did not sound so much like Russell Brand. That's all I can hear in my head.
I hate little skits, like, unless it's, like, super funny or something.
Yeah.
And I hate at the beginning of the songs when they're like, turn the music up in the headphones, like, and they, like, include that. And you're like, why do I have to listen to you say that?
I like that. But I only like it when it's like, they'll say that and then you hear them go like, shit, that's too quiet. Or like something where it's like, there's a little addition where you're like, that's weird.
Yeah, like it's meant to be funny
yeah.
and not like sound fucking casual.
The best like hip hop skits I think come from Cameron and Kanye, where it's just
Afro
like.
Afro Man had some okay ones.
I don't know Afro Man songs very well. I'm sorry. I was reading the Bible in the time that I was supposed to be smoking weed.
Yeah, I hear you. Same.
So That's London Bridge, baby.
Wow.
I don't feel like it makes any more sense to me now than it did at the top.
I no. think we hit a point where understanding that it her the London Bridge is either her vagina or her pants, I'm like, cool. I understand that.
Honestly, I feel like maybe that skit at the end was really just them being self-aware that this had nothing to do with London or the London Bridge. And they're mm-hmm. like, maybe have like the Queen's Parade happening in the background. Two British men talking.
Yeah.
That'll get the job done. Sure.
That's the only connection you could have to London. And it's just someone hearing the song for the first time, yeah. to, like showing it to a friend and then having a conversation about it.
Exactly. It would be, I mean, it's the equivalent of like if that song turning Japanese, like about like, is it because he takes so many pictures?
I think it's supposed to be he masturbates a lot.
Masturbates a lot. But if it was turning Japanese, but then all of the verses were like about British stuff and just being like I like my tea and biscuits and like, and then all of a sudden it goes into you're like, wait, we're talking about Japanese people?
It doesn't make any sense. And it's all like such a wasted opportunity for a song that could have been about the London Bridge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff to learn about the London Bridge, probably. The Lake Havasu thing would have been one thing. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't know that. And it just feels like, I don't know. That's a very funny thing to me. But now that we've examined this song, I'm wondering, Miel, how in the dang heckaroony could you turn this unpunchable jam into a thing?
Truly an unpunchable jam. Great segue, actually, because for me, I think you need to, if you don't know, if you've never been to London or if you don't know what the London Bridge looks like, pause right now, Google image it, and then listen to the rest of this episode.
Should I pull up a picture of the London Bridge?
No, you're born in London. You're fine.
Sure.
It's not that specific. It's just basically my thesis is this song has nothing to do with the London Bridge.
Got it.
And I have a small bone to pick with the London Bridge.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, let's hear about this bone. Oh, hell yeah. That's how it should have started.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Already better.
When I come to London, step aside. Grab my bags off a 10-hour flight. Need to sleep, then I'm gonna see the sights. A visitor here for the first time. First I saw all the Church of War rooms. Then the palace, then I climbed up the O2. A Delphi Theater, matinee, a Kinky Boo.
Damn.
But there was one landmark that got me all confused. How come everyone knows about the London Bridge, but it's so dumb, like it's so fucking ugly? The London Bridge is just so fucking ugly, cause in my head it's the other bridge with the towers, but the London Bridge isn't that one. It's black and fucking stupid, concrete and unconvoluted. Duck into a pub, grab my phone to look up why it sucks, call me Wikipedia. Your bridge used to look hella tight. A bunch of houses over arches in a line. They had the head of William Wallace on a pike. But that bridge fell down over time. And I'm like, when it was replaced, you decided that aesthetics were a waste. Etchard and the end all charm was erased. You got function, I got taste.
Ooh.
How come everyone knows about the London Bridge, but it's so dumb, like it's so fucking
I like this is educational. So I'm like, what? Oh, you did research for this.
The bridge with the towers, but the London Bridge isn't that one. It's flat and fucking stupid. Concrete and unconvoluted. The tower bridge, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I like that you're like,
when
fuck that.
When I come to London, step aside. Don't stop me though, I know I'm out of line. Going straight to the bridge, ready to fight. Gonna spit and piss on it 1,000 times. Gonna run down to the tower bridge. I feel better looking at them tower twins. Such a lady looking all Victorian. That's a fine design, might give the bridge a kiss. How come everyone knows about the London Bridge, but it's so dumb, like it's so fucking ugly? The London Bridge is just so fucking ugly. Cause in my head it's the other bridge with the towers, but the London Bridge isn't that one. It's flat and fucking stupid, concrete and unconvoluted. No tower bridge, bitch.
Yes.
It's better now.
I wish you just included a conversation of you with someone just like, no, it's truly like the ugliest bridge I've ever seen. What are you?
That was great.
You do. I mean, it's very educational. You do think of the Tower Bridge, and it's not the Tower Bridge.
It's not the Tower Bridge.
And it also made me remember that there's like some old Disney cartoon about the London Bridge, and they like talked about how all the houses and stuff were on it.
It was tight. And literally, they dipped William Wallace's head in tar and had it on the bridge. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. Also, I just looked up Tower Bridge, and I was like, oh, that is what I was thinking of.
Yes, everyone thinks, and even in the music video for London Bridge, it's the Tower Bridge. I'm like, come, the London Bridge is just a flat, ugly as fuck bridge. And everyone's like, oh, the London Bridge. And I'm like, guys, why didn't you make this look cool? It's such a landmark.
Tower. That was fantastic. I love
that. At least like with Big Ben, everyone's like, actually, Big Ben is the bells or whatever, like, but instead of the building itself, but like Tower Bridge, that's what you think of of London Bridge.
Yeah, I'm furious. I think the Tower Bridge needs its moment in the sun. Yeah. I think that the London Bridge, it's time to let it fall down.
Oh, yeah. Burn it.
Send it to another fucking city in Arizona.
Arizona is just going to have all the London artifacts.
It's just going to be renamed New London.
I think it's better now. I took out the racism.
I agree that it's better.
We did it.
You did take out the racism, which, immediate plus, you added a London Bridge part in the beginning, and you pointed out that that is not the London Bridge that she's thinking of.
Yeah, and I got to kiss a bridge in my own song.
And shit and piss on it 1,000 times. Such an escalation.
Hey, listen, third acts, you know, what are you going to do?
No, you got to escalate.
Do you wish I had heard what you would have done with the bridge of the London Bridge song? Like, doing the doo-doo-doo-doos.
But I really
like, you can only do so much.
I know, thank you. Thank you for seeing me. Should we hit those unpunchable jams?
Oh, we got to hit the unpunchable jams.
Can't punch this.
Benjamin.
Oh, I'm going to start.
Is our esteemed guest, if you
want. You don't have to.
Why don't you go first? I mean, I thought about it. I have one. Like, I'm not, like, realizing that I didn't think of one.
I mean, I, on the way here, was like, shit.
What else is new?
Correct.
I'll go first, and that way you see how I do it, and then just follow my lead.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go.
Unless you take the song that I was going to do, then I'll be in trouble.
Uh-oh, hope it's not. Okay, ready? I'm starting now. Here we go. This is how I do it. So for my Unpunchable Jam, I thought I would choose... I'm doing it right now. So for my Unpunchable Jam, I thought I might choose something, I don't know, from the European persuasion. Might take the channel, you know, head over to France and hit up a little guy called Les Cop for a song called La Forêt.
Ooh.
Dans la forêt, première détonation résonne. Un coup de feu, vite mon corps qui frissonne. Puis doucement s'écroule.
I fucking love this song. It has the best bass line. It's super chill. It's super vibey.
Wow.
I think it's truly such a slept on song that maybe you recognize because I feel like it's been placed in other venues. And also, I just talked about it on a bonus episode of this podcast on our Patreon. And I feel like the main feed needs to know too how good this fucking song is.
Wow. Good ass song.
And then I'm done.
Wow. That was fast.
And that's how you do it. Yeah.
It's so simple.
I can't remember. I don't listen to a lot of music. Like, I just listen to podcasts now. Like, sure. So like, it's so hard for me to be exposed to new music because I don't even listen to the radio and stuff. But so I'm like one of those people where I'm going to be like, hey, have you heard of this band or
His
whatever?
His name's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. But I know everyone is loving Lizzo right now, even though she's been around for a while.
Yes.
And then I realized that I had like songs of hers before, like a couple of years ago. And I was like, I didn't know who that was. Like I would just hear it and be like, oh. And then on Just Dance, there's a song that I really like dancing to that's a Lizzo song. And I only realized later that I was like, that's Lizzo. Like, oh, wow. I love dancing to this song, but I am very much liking the Juice song, her new single that's been out.
Juice, your Unpunchable Jam?
So that's my Unpunchable Jam for now.
Hell
I think
yeah.
It's a pretty great song. It's so strange.
Fantastic.
It's really good.
It's like just a strange, interesting song where you're just like, I don't even know what it. Another song where I don't really know what it means, but I'm just like, this is a great song.
It's the energy's there, and that's
the energy is so fun. She's so fun and playful, and just like
that song feels so like 70s to me too. Mm-hmm. The instrumentation, it just takes me to a different time.
It feels like a Donna Summer song, which
is very cool.
Yeah.
I just get really relaxed and but also ready to have a good time when I hear some Lizzo songs.
Is that one on Just Dance yet?
No. The one on Just Dance is called Water Me.
Oh, yes.
Which is a great song. And I love dancing to it. I love that song.
Any Lizzo is good Lizzo, in my opinion.
I had to write a parody of that song for our primetime special at the Late Late Show.
And what'd you make it?
It's just, we're in primetime and we're turning on the... Anyway, but like...
I would have made it the news. We're not the news.
We're not the news, so don't watch the... So just watch another show. But like, what I realized in that, because they sent over like the master instrumental, like just listening to it, it's so cool to see like... The way that she chooses to like space her, like, it ain't my fault. Like, it's just, she
inflection
really
is amazing.
She's great. Yeah.
Cadence, everything. Yeah. I have nothing negative to say about Lizzo.
Same.
She's a hero. Thank you for putting her more of her on the playlist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like listening to some of like, her like ballads are, I'm not interested. I want to hear like fun songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cause I Love You rips so hard too. The beginning title song of the new album.
You played that for me. It rules.
It rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I get too excited about Lizzo.
No, she's great.
Thank you, Ben.
No problem.
Thank you.
Demi, what is yours?
My Unpunchable Jam. I'm going to pick another song produced by Pelota Don and another song that is also sort of about traveling to other places in the world, specifically pimping all over the world.
Hey, girl, how you doing? You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey. See, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet and many places to see. Hey.
I think that Ludacris is maybe like the most fun rapper, and that it's like he clearly has like talent and a rhythm to the things he does, but he also is just like, I'm just gonna make a song where I list area codes of people I fucked, or I'm gonna make a list of my rankings of how hot the women are in different places of the world.
Or the literal places in which I have fucked.
Right, it's crazy.
On the field line with the Thunderdome.
He's just
the
like,
Dirty Birds Kick for Tree.
It's just, all of his best songs are just like variations like, all right, so I'm gonna, it's about fucking, but it's about fucking in different places or different people.
Positions?
Different.
Or licking toes?
Different. How low? yeah. Oh my God. But like, I just love that the way he like decides to rhyme things with countries in this song is so funny to me, because like one of the last lines is like, we're the best women, don't even, like, ain't no point in even asking, bro, because the best women reside in Africa. And I was like, that's such a weird...
Shout out.
He could have rhymed that better.
He absolutely could have. But I also am like, I admire the crazy choice of asking, bro. But anyway, that is my Unpunchable.
Ben, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun. Yeah. Thank you.
You're a dream guest. Opinionated and informed.
Is there anything you want our listeners to know about?
I'm on Twitter at BenjaminJS.
You make very funny videos.
I've made videos that get upwards of 10 to 12 likes.
That's a crime.
I keep making these videos where I put like, I just use the Snapchat feature where it maps someone's face onto yours.
I love those.
I spend like, the good thing is that it takes like half an hour to make one they look like that. Uh-huh. But then I just really expect there to be like a big reception. There never ever is. Like, there's never a big reception. But
That's part of it though, right?
So follow me on Twitter. You might see me make fun of Bran Stark from Game of Thrones. And if you do see it, then like it, all right?
Just give it a like.
It's the least you could do, you fucking ungrateful asshole. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's it for now. Thanks, guys. I had so much fun.
Thank you.
Do you need to plug anything?
Yeah, you plug. I'm too tired to plug tonight.
Okay, follow Miel at Miel or Miel Monster. Follow me at Electra Lemon. You can follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Punch Up the Jam. We post a photo every time we do something with our guests, and you can look at that, and it's a great one today. You can subscribe. Miel's kicking.
Yay.
I'm dropping it low. You can subscribe to our Patreon, download songs, see our bonus episodes at patreon.com/punchupthejam. You can email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. You can come to our website, punchupthejam.com. Check punchupthejam.com/live for tour dates. And that's it.
Sold.
Go away.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.